I'm talking with Chris Hatcher, the CEO of the all-new Commodore Conyers College and Career Academy here in Albany. And you just wrapped up the Albany-Darty Economic Development Commission's monthly meeting here at the 4C Academy. And my first question is, and why did you choose to become the CEO at the Academy? And why did you choose to be a part of this new initiative for the Daugherty County School System?
Well, great question. And, you know, really I've been involved and from Albany and am passionate about our community. And so when I serve on the board of the Economic Development Commission and have been involved in this effort to try to get a college and career academy here, and was actually appointed to the board of the 4C Academy by the Economic Development Commission, and went to the first meeting, and the more I learned about the mission and goals of the Commodore Conyers College and Career Academy, I decided immediately that I wanted to be involved in a big way. So I am excited to be here, and it's primarily because I'm passionate about our community and about our young folks.
And one of the main things employers look for and companies look for when they choose to the places to relocate and is the availability of skilled labor in Albany and Southwest Georgia, and seems like there's a pretty solid labor pool, but there doesn't seem to be enough of those laborers that can help those companies to succeed. What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, I mean, the Albany Economic Development Commission has been focused on workforce development for several years, really for decades. And so we need to do everything we can to prepare our young folks for today's workforce. And that's really what we're all about here. We've done the research to determine what the jobs needs are for our local business and industry, as well as the skills, and we've incorporated those findings into our curriculum. So very important for our community to be ready when a new business and industry is looking to relocate and have the workforce be ready to serve them.
And one of the things you emphasize at the 4C Academy are hard skills and soft skills. Have a brief explanation on both of those.
Yeah, hard skills are things like math and science, computer skills, and then the soft skills are things like work ethic, accountability, punctuality, problem solving, collaboration. And so really we've learned from our local business and industry the importance of these soft skills and have focused a lot of what we're doing on developing those for our young team members.
And just give me a brief description of what a typical day is going to be for a 4C Academy student. What is the day in the life of a 4C Academy student, briefly?
Yeah, so all of our team members here, our students, belong to a home high school, either from Daugherty County School System, Calhoun, Terrell, or Baker. So they go to their home high school for half a day, and they come to us for half a day. When they are here, they're going to be doing an academic, which could be a college course like English 1101 or a high school course. And then they're going to do a pathway course, which is one of our 14 career pathways that range from information technology to logistics to healthcare. And so they'll do an academic, and then they will do a career pathway.
And you mentioned that the Commodore Conyers College and Career Academy serves four counties, Daugherty and Calhoun, Baker, and Terrell. So, and this is more of a regional approach, and not just the Daugherty County approach, and why is that?
Yeah, great question. You know, our local business and industry, when they are looking for workforce, they employ folks from all around our Albany. So they're not simply interested, so they want to develop a workforce in all the communities that they're recruiting from, and so this is our regional approach to that.
And what about Lee County? Are students, can students come from there?
Good question. And we are we had to start somewhere, and we started with Calhoun, Terrell, and Baker and Daugherty. And certainly, if we're successful in what we're doing, we might expand that to some other counties as well.
So, what are you looking forward to this year?
Well, it's really just, first of all, our first hurdle was just getting started, and we've done that. We had a very aggressive construction schedule and met that, and so now we're just going through the process of really setting the tone with our team members, getting them focused and learning about all the different career pathways so that when they start next semester, they will make their choice as to which pathway they want to be in. So really just a tone-setting semester and getting started, and it's been great so far.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just this is a great community partnership here. You know, we've got not only our K through 12 partners, but our post-secondary partners of Albany Tech and Albany State University, and then our business and community partners. And so it's really a great community effort. And we could not have gotten to this point without a strong partnership, and we look forward to continuing to work with our partners moving forward.
And thank you very much, Chris Hatcher, the President and CEO of the Commodore Conyers College and Career Academy here in Albany. And thank you for being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for being here.